You're tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and it's United Way of Hastings Day for Community In-Depth. I have Executive Director Mary Mellick in with me today, and the Director of Helping Kids Succeed, Jane Neumiller-Bustad. It's good to have you both back in studio again.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I'm glad you braved the weather, the arduous trek from downtown to be with us.
It's a little snowy out there.
It's a little snowy, and it probably will be for, well, the snow's going away, and then the cold is going to come.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking today about mental health. That's a big thrust for United Way of Hastings, mental health in the community. Jane works with mental health and adjustments with helping kids succeed. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about the webs of support, the five anchors, and United Way of Hastings is moving forward with that thrust in the school. But what we've got coming up in the month of February is kind of reaching out a little bit more into the community as far as mental health goes, with a series of webinars that people can attend wherever they are. They don't have to brave the cold that we're going to get.
That's right.
And they can get together with speakers, and other information will be provided. Mary, fill us in a little bit about what's going on with that.
Yeah, well, this came about from our Helping Kids Succeed Community Partners group, and that is filled with many business leaders in town, city council leaders, school leaders, faith community, and we have heard that mental health is an area where people want more information on that locally. And we know mental health challenges are widespread throughout the Hastings area, throughout our county, state, country, with everything that we all have dealt with over
sure.
this past year.
There's just been a couple of stressors, I think. Yeah.
Just a few.
It has taken a toll.
Yes.
And we wanted to offer these series last fall, but I'm feeling like now in February is a little bit better timing. Mm-hmm. You know, you hit that after the holidays piece, and we know things are changing with kids heading back to school. Vaccinations are rolling out. There's some positive things going on, of course, but the impact of what we've been through over this past year is going to have a lasting effect. And so we put together a set of webinars to be held in February, an entire week. And I'll let Jane explain all of that, because she really was the person behind the scenes that organized the objectives.
The mover and the shaker.
Yeah, the objectives for each session, identified the speakers for each session. And really the goals of what we wanted the takeaways to be from each session. So Jane, I'm going to pass that over to you to give some more detail about the seminars coming up.
Thank you. I'm excited because we have been talking about this for a long time with our community partners, and they were very focused and determined that this is something that we need to do for the community. And so we're very happy to be in the forefront there. So what we've done is put together a week of webinars. Instead of trying to have, you know, a day-long conference, we've set it up so the week of February 22nd through 26th, there'll be one webinar per day. All the webinars will be from 11 a.m. until noon.
Okay.
And we have different speakers, so each topic will be different. They all kind of pull together, but there'll be a little flavor, a little different flavor for each day. And so just to kind of give you a little bit of an overview, on Monday, we're going to talk about webs of support, which we've talked about here many times. And one of our YES team members, Brady Erlinson, for sure will be joining me. Hoping to have a couple more, but they're getting back into the swing with school. So that comes first, of course. But Brady and I will be talking about webs of support. Brady is going to do the majority of the presentation. And then, you know, there'll be Q&A. There'll be an opportunity for people to ask questions about how they can build their web. And so we really want to focus on the practical, you know, takeaways, tips, tools. All of the sessions will have that focus. And then on Tuesday, one of representatives from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the Minnesota chapter, Kate Bartlin, will be with us. And Kate will be speaking about kind of the range of mental health. You know, we use, and Mary and I have talked about
this. We've talked about this quite a bit. Mental health.
Big topic.
I have a range.
It's a big bucket, and we hear it throughout. And many people throw a lot of different terms into the mental health bucket. So the session on Tuesday will help identify and educate exactly what is mental health, what are mental health challenges, and other ways that people can work with those challenges and provide some resources. Right. But it's really going to be the day that will set the tone of, okay, let's make sure that we're all on the same page here, that we're all using the same terminology, and that we're educated on that to be able to communicate with people better.
Right.
And one of the other things, too, is for the participants, not so much the segment providers or the speakers, but those that are participating, mental health still carries a sort of a stigma when you talk about people's mental health. Everybody has it.
Everyone has it.
You either have a nominal or a good mental health or what they might consider normal, which there really is no such thing, or you may have mental health issues.
If you are alive, it's a continuum.
You have something to deal with. That's just the nature of humanity. A lesson that I still learn. I still have issues that I need to process and disassemble and look at and kind of reconstruct to protect my sanity, if you will.
If you want to be frank about it. And we want to take that stigma away, of course. That's why we're doing this, is more information that's out there, the more people will start talking about it, and there won't be as much stigma. And I, you know, I prefer to, and this is, no one's told me to say it this way, but I prefer to say mental health challenges.
And
we face challenges in every way of life, you know, and you can look at a challenge in different ways, and a challenge may always be a challenge, or, you know, you can work to overcome a challenge. And that's what we're doing really at United Way of Hastings, is helping those that face adversity. And we do that every single day with the Helping Kids Succeed. And one of the things about the Monday session is that Brady and hopefully some of the other Helping Kids Succeed, the YES team members, will be able to join in, because these are the teens. And Jean, what grade is Brady in right now?
Brady's a senior.
Okay.
And all of our team members right now are juniors and seniors.
Good.
And they are so smart and so aware of the world around them, which is why I love having them, you know, give the presentations and talk about their own experiences, because they can knit the whole Helping Kids Succeed model and their real life experiences together very, very well.
I think it kind of also works into a, what we might want to call a paradigm shift. Instead of compartmentalizing mental health issues off on their own somewhere.
Yes.
You begin to realize that if everybody that is alive has some mental health issues they're dealing with, that's the basis for community. It really is, because the things that trip me up won't trip Mary or maybe Jane up.
Right.
And they can support me, and it goes around. The things that trip up Mary, I have no problem with, and I can support her in that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Right. And you know, sharing. You know, share the love, share with each other. That's the basis of community. And that's what we're going to be doing. Like the kids that will be presenting, one of the things that I hope comes across, because I've seen them present several times, is that they're very passionate about the model, about building a web of support, and very passionate to build their own webs of support. And make sure that they have the anchors that they need in their web.
Sure.
So that's a real crucial piece that we want to make sure is included in this, that it's not just a bunch of adults that may or may not be professionals, but that are speaking to people, you know, at a level where, well, wait a second, I want to speak to my teenager, or mm-hmm. I want to speak to my middle schooler, and I want to know what's going on in their minds. And so having the teens involved is just another way that, you know, we can ask them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of talking about, well, what did they think, or what right. do you think they might think? Well, let's have yep. them at
Absolutely.
The table.
Give them a voice. Let's
have
absolutely.
Them at the table.
Give them yeah. a voice. The other thing, too, you notice that young children especially tend to be very straightforward and rigid sometimes in their interpretation of data. You know, you can't tell a young kid, well, it can be done this way too. No, this is the way it's supposed to go.
Right.
And for young people to speak into what we're trying to do as a thing, we need some of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've learned in my life that as I get older, I tend to say, well, it could work this way, but we mm-hmm. could try.
Yes.
We need something, you know, rigid. We need a young person to come in and say, this is what's going to work best for the people I know.
Right.
Because I'm with them. And we don't have a lot of room right now
right.
to be flexible with it. This is what needs to happen.
Well, right. I think I don't want to downplay how anyone who's feeling very constrained by mm-hmm. what's gone on the last year. I certainly don't want to do that.
Right.
But one of the things I think we don't talk about enough is the strengths that we have
yeah.
to come through all of this, to be homeschooling our students, to figure out how to work from home, to use technology, mm-hmm. to, you know, every single one of us has had to adapt, and our young people have had to adapt, and they are strong and they are capable, and they can do it. And they are proving that to us every mm-hmm. single day, which
yes.
again is not downplaying the anxieties and frustrations that they may be feeling. But I don't think we tell them enough that they are strong and capable.
Right.
And this will have negative effects long term, but it'll also have positive effects long term.
Well, exactly. We've learned along the way that we need to spend more time focusing on our deficits.
That's easy,
you know,
that's for
just,
us to do.
That's just the culture.
Yeah.
That's the culture. You know,
yeah.
when you go in your report card is you know, you're going to fly right by the A's and B's and look at the C's and D's and talk about those, you know, and just different
right.
things. I know mm-hmm. just, you know, as a professional, you know, your performance review, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you used to always focus on those deficits and
oh,
how
yeah.
can we improve this and how can we grow and all of that. And Jane is a fantastic reminder of, you know, we also need to focus on the things that are going great.
Yeah, absolutely. Strengths-based.
In the nonprofit world, yeah. you know, we're skipping from one thing to the next. And many times we don't have a chance to just stop after we complete something and mm-hmm. really evaluate
yeah.
and just take a breath. It's on to the next
mm-hmm. yep.
item.
Yep.
And especially Very in true. Small nonprofits. So
we can tick this one off. Let's go to the next.
Yep.
You just don't.
Absolutely.
Jane is a fantastic reminder of that. And that will come across in these webinar series.
Yeah,
okay.
for
very
sure. strength-based.
And our mm-hmm. last speaker, I'll let Jane get to that when she's ready to, but our last speaker will really focus in on that.
Yeah. I just to quickly kind of work through Wednesday, we're going to focus, Serene Bachman will be with us from Dakota County Crisis Response.
Okay.
She'll be talking about how to get help, what happens when you make that phone call, what's kind of the behind the scenes things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, we'll have Carolyn Felty, from Canvas Health. She works with the school. She works with our counseling staffs in the different
okay.
schools. Canvas has been there for many years supporting Hastings students. And she'll talk a little bit about the impact specifically of COVID-19.
Okay.
You know, depression, anxiety, addiction.
Right.
You know, our kids are spending so much time on their tablets and their brains are still forming. I think that's going to be a real challenge to try and pull them away
mm-hmm.
from that a little bit. We as adults, we've probably spent more time on our phones and tablets than we've needed to, perhaps
yeah.
in some cases. That actually is having an impact on our brain. And so Caroline's going to talk a little bit about maybe some ways we can counter that. Again, webs of support. How can we support our kids?
Sure.
And then on Friday, we are delighted to have Derek Peterson with us. Derek is the founder of the Helping Kids Succeed model and was here in Hastings setting everything up a number of years ago. And he's been doing a lot of work, particularly with the pandemic, been doing a lot of work around story and storytelling. And what are the stories we tell ourselves? And how does our web create that story with us and for us?
Mm-hmm.
And when you strengthen your web, you change your story.
Sure.
And,
oh, yeah.
And so how the stories we tell ourselves, the stories we talk about other people, the way we convey that, all of that is powerful. And I was on a webinar with Derek a couple of weeks ago when he was exploring those ideas. And man, that it really kind of changes your frame of reference. And so COVID, right, with all the lockdowns and being out of school, there's a story behind that. And how do we talk about that experience and use it in a way that supports and enhances us rather than focusing on what we didn't have, what we lost, what we can't do.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. a story too.
Yep.
But we can change that narrative. We can shift right. the focus of the narrative. Again, not trying to downplay the negative because that is real. But for many of us, shifting a little bit can help us cope more effectively.
Getting the narrative out of your head has to be a huge help.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. when something's just ramming around in my head, it can downward cycle really cool really
yeah.
quickly. Mm-hmm. But I'm hearing then that if you get it out of your head, put it on paper, talk about it, mm-hmm. process mm-hmm. it when your ears hear your own voice telling a story, it kind of changes the narrative.
And your web and helps you process it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, is the webinar going to be available after the fact if people can't mm-hmm. get to their devices during the time that particular episode is on? How are they going to be able to go back?
Yeah, we'll be recording all of them. They'll be on Zoom. And okay. so we're asking people to go to our website, www.unitedwayofhastings.org
yeah.
/mental health.
Okay.
You can find it from our homepage, but then we've also got a special page set up to register. And it's not as quite as smooth as I would like, but you do have to register for each webinar individually because you'll receive a link to that webinar.
Right. Right.
So you can register right now. The link will come to you automatically from Zoom. Just leave it in your email inbox. Mm-hmm. And then on the day of the webinar, you just click the Zoom link, open the webinar and away you go. And as long as you've got a fairly new computer or laptop, a tablet, a smartphone, and enough bandwidth to let you connect, then you're good to go. You can use any device.
And luckily, then the previous episodes then will be
they'll on
live
the website.
At UnitedWayOfHastings.com.
Yeah. Luckily, we don't have to train people on how to use Zoom, right?
That's a strength, right? There's a positive.
That's a strength. Yeah. Although Jane, she's covered all the bases. She does have some little instructions.
Yep. If there's any questions, you can download a how-to sheet.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is helpful, yes.
All right. We have just about a minute or so left. You've already given us the website information, UnitedWayOfHastings.org. But if there are people that need to get in touch with you or they have questions, concerns, or if they need help, mm-hmm. what's the best way to do that?
The best way is just to give us a call at 651-438-3337.
Okay.
There's other ways to get in touch with us, though. Our email addresses are on our website, unitedwayofhastings.org, and Facebook, mm-hmm. of course.
Yep.
We know a lot of people mm-hmm. are on social media, yep. and we have a pretty robust Facebook page, and we're monitoring that for messages, too.
Yes.
All right. I would like to thank my guests, Mary Mellick, Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Jane Neumiller-Bustad, Executive Director, Director of Helping Kids Succeed. Yep. You have been listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. I'd like to